Hello.
Olaf.
Purple Hello.
And brown. Purple's color royalty.
We're kind of bright.
Is this like a copper?
Super bright.
Yeah.
Is this like a mustard?
Mustard.
I think it's mustard. I like mustard. Like it's a little orangey mustard. For mustard. Mustard. I
burnt
like it.
Orange.
Burnt orange. Yeah, I guess. So we were talking about...
content. We were talking about musical...
adjustments.
Yes, we're talking about subject matter.
Subject matter.
In music and how it
artist
has
development.
To be relatable and reach the masses.
Watching film.
Watching game film. Watching what you do afterwards. You know,
Let's talk about the game films. Let's talk about filming ourselves and
show?
Analyzing so that we can do better.
Yeah.
I think most
artists don't rehearse anymore.
Agreed.
So when you get on stage, whether it's your first time or your 50th time, you don't have anything to measure your progression or degression, your lack of progress as an artist, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes
not knowing how to perform, not knowing that you shouldn't have anything between you and the fan.
The purpose of working out,
breath control,
to be able to be on that stage
so
for
you can,
a long
especially
amount
if
of
you
time.
Smoke.
Yeah, because God forbid that you only rehearsed in front of your mirror that's 6 inches wide, and then you get on a Rolling Loud stage that's 20 foot wide
and
by 10 foot deep.
And you're about to pass out.
And you're about to pass out because, you know, you try to jump up and down like a maniac because you're so used to working in these one little spots. So I think in order for us to get better, we have to have the game film. We have to be able to go back and review where we started so that we can determine if we made the right in-game adjustments or if we made the right play calls or if we made the right personnel calls while these situations. Situational awareness is very important.
Sounds like hard work, Kingpin.
It is hard work. It's hard work.
It's not hard work. What else do you have to do? It's really not.
It's consistent
it's really
work.
Not. I remember when I did my first interview, right, on video, I sat there doing this because I was nervous. And I didn't know I was doing that until I watched the footage. And when
right.
I watched the footage, I was like,
right.
It never happened again.
Right.
Yeah.
But
you
now
see,
you're conscious.
Doing
but now
this,
you're conscious of doing it, right?
But only because I watched it.
Right.
If you don't watch what you've recorded, how can you grow? How can you do better? How can you be the best you can be?
Mm. Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. I think, and in an age where artists think creating content means a production. Right. Means 3-4 camera guys, a gimbal, 2 different tripods, lights, and all kinds of other stuff. And
catering.
I think creating content, I think OG Tony said it best the other day. He said, if you're going outside, you should be turning the camera on. If it's not content, then it's the documentary. You're documenting your ascension to the top.
Yep.
And it's either going to be valuable now to help you get there, or once you get there, it's going to be uber valuable in helping you tell your story. Look at
Kanye.
Kanye or any
with,
one of
with
these
With Channel
other artists.
Zero. Channel Zero had all that footage from the 90s.
I also think some...
Exactly.
Yes.
I don't want to put it straight to artists, but they happen to fall into this category. The failing part in the beginning sucks. And sometimes when you start get a little bit of buzz or a little bit of vibes going on for yourself, starting something new and failing at that is kind of... uncomfortable, and I don't think artists, once they start getting a little traction, like feeling uncomfortable when they starting to get their rep up.
Right.
Nobody does sense. Get over it. Nobody does
right.
get over it.
Yeah,
right.
It's better to be uncomfortable than to look stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, some of these guys are just pain freaks. Some of these artists, they. I just watched somebody sit on a couch with somebody else, and they were talking about, I would never have a meeting about you. I would never have a meeting about your career and you not be there. And then 10 seconds later was like, yeah. And I remember having a meeting about your career and you not being there. So it's just, you know, it.
That's
I don't
misleading.
Know, man. It's, you know what I mean? It's just
yeah.
Some people want to get led down the path so that when they get to the destination, they can have somebody to blame for everything they lost along that journey. Because if I were to make it on myself, then I would have to blame me for having to cut ties and for having to cut people and for having to distance myself. And I care what people around me think so much that I would rather put blind faith into this person and let them steer me wrong so that when I get there, I can still look at myself in the mirror and just hate them. Like, it wasn't my fault. It was them. It was their fault. They did it all wrong. You're such a talented person. You're such a good person. You just need to keep trying. And you just need to keep putting the good foot. And shut up. Some point in time, bro, you're the reason that you keep getting taken advantage of.
And
yeah,
I hate to say this. Sometimes it's their loser friends. Or it's someone sometimes? That's hating them. It's them.
Sometimes?
It's them having actual vision and saying, yes, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that. And this is where I see myself. And then their friend or somebody they care that their opinion about, they say, no, you can't do that. That's not going to work. And then they're going to say, yeah, maybe you're right. That's not going to work. And when in reality, it will work if you put some effort and put some hard work and grind it out.
And come with the right attitude.
Then what happens is 2-3 years down the line, you'll see somebody else do what you had vision that you saw in your vision years prior. And you're going to be like, yep.
13,000 people watched our videos for 96,000 hours last month. I'm serious with you. On YouTube alone, 13,000 people watched 98,700 hours of our podcast last month. There are people that pay me that won't listen to me. That they'll listen to the cameraman.
Or their unsuccessful cousin or
friend. I have loaded personally, Kingpin, have loaded close to 10,000 MP3s for distribution. I have people that have never loaded one record for distribution explain to me how to load a record for distribution.
And that's the problem. That's the problem right there.
We can't make nobody do what they don't want to do.
But I also think that because the truth sometimes is so ugly, people don't want to see it because it's ugly. Sometimes it can be good, but for the most part, you don't want to hear what you don't want to hear.
Yeah. It
sounds bad.
It's the ostrich, you know, you stick your head in the ground and if you don't see it happening, it can't happen. You know what I mean? It's like when you're going to get a shot from a doctor. If you don't look away, it's over. It happened. Oh, you got away with it already. Oh, okay, cool. So I get it. You know what I mean? I understand. And that's why
when a lie can look so sweet.
I'm empathetic. I'm empathetic.
Or someone can, falsify what they can do for you to put you in a better position.
Because they know that you have no way to go check.
And then when it does, you have no way to go check. And then when it doesn't work, they're going to be like, oh, no, because you didn't do. It's something that you didn't do.
You don't think I learned that finesse play when it came time to go to radio that you give the guys the radio drops the day that you enlist their service, not 3 weeks afterwards? Because you've only got 5 weeks left on the campaign and 6 before they start talking about more money.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you don't understand. You don't see how many times I've gone to a publicist and have watched an artist give them $10,000 and the publicist's day starts from the day the money got dropped off, not 6 weeks later when the music video got dropped off. What you mean? I paid you for 90 days. Yeah, but 6 weeks have passed. Your 90 is almost up, buddy. You got 6 left. And this is the first video you gave me to help you do PR with. You know, and so who's wrong? Is the person wrong for taking the money? Is the person wrong for giving them the money? I've had to learn this, bro. I've had to figure out
the chicken or the egg?
How did this not happen the way it was supposed to?
Exactly.
What came first? And that's the problem with the music industry, bro. How many people are understanding? Stop going from United Master to CD Baby to DistroKid, not for any other reason than whoever you dropped it with first, that's where your original profile is. And if you don't have access to that one, dropping more music before you correct that is creating more problems for you. I deal with distributors every single day, my boy. And if you do not have access to the original, to the first one, you will be chasing your tail until it takes you time to claim that first one. I don't want to argue about it no more. I will show anybody that wants to debate on paper, on computer screen, statistical, and with streams, that a person that has multiple profiles will never be as optimal as a person
with just one.
Yeah.
And that's what we have to understand. You are an individual. You are a brand. You are unique. So you should be represented as such across all platforms, social media, cultural building platforms, social media platforms, industry platforms. They should have one. It should all be the same. The same information, the same look, the same. Everybody should know what you're working on. And if they are ever confused with what you're working on, do you know how they find out? They go to your one profile. And when they go to your one profile on all of these platforms, they see your header. They see your picture. They see your artist pick. They see your merchandise. They see your events. They see your link in bio. And when they click on that link in bio, what do they see? They see your banner. They see your picture. There's no way that you cannot know what I got going on.
Yeah.
But if I've got everything just moving for the sake of moving, then I get to sit back.
It's and be disjointed. Like,
yeah, I'm a boss, man. I got all these people on payroll. You got what? My boy, what do you have, boys and girls? You have somebody to blame for your, for, I think it was Mike Epps who just said, how does my success reflect your failure? And I think it's for some independent artists.
Very profound.
Very.
They go seek successful people to avoid failing and thinking they don't have to put the work in. And that's sometimes, where they failed.
Sometimes they will follow them and emulate exactly what they have done, not knowing that's not going to work for you.
No.
Wendy Day posted it the other day on social media. You cannot fake work ethic.
You cannot.
So anybody that tells Wendy Day that they've slept in the car should work like they sleep in the car.
Yep.
That's the only way you will gain Wendy's respect, because she slept in the car.
And you know,
so it's like you can't use trigger words to get somebody to stand with you, and don't display what it takes to the testicular fortitude, the piss and vinegar that it takes to get behind what you believe in and want to do it for yourself. Not very many of us are willing to do that, bro. And that's why most artists won't be.
That's why most fail. I've been spending a lot of time thinking, like, why do some people succeed and some people don't? And I looked at all of the artists that are coming up right now that I've been watching grow and seeing the ones that are successful. And every single one of them worked really hard. They gave up their personal lives. They gave up family events. They gave up sleep.
Mental
health.
They
gave up money. They gave up everything to get where they are. And they're successful now, and people are hating on them, and all they can do is laugh. It's like, you can be mad because I'm successful, and I'm sorry that my success is blinding you, but I worked for it. Like, I put in the time, I put in the effort, I have the passion and the motivation. Every time somebody got knocked down, they got back up and kept going.
Yeah.
They didn't complain. They didn't blame others. They asked, what more can I do? What more can I do? What more can I do? They didn't say, I'm tired. We all know it's tiring. We all know you are tired. Get up and do more.
That right there, to me, separates great from, you know,
mediocre.
And even great, sometimes you have to be greater than that,
yes,
to accomplish what you're trying to accomplish.
Because yes,
it seems impossible until you achieve it. And then you'd be like, wow, yeah, it was actually possible this whole time.
Yeah.
So what seemed impossible is actually very possible, but you have to put in what's required to achieve
Agreed.
It.
Agreed.
The power of words. When people understand the power of words and what
I
they
didn't
say,
try to quote that, but I was just saying, like, it.
If you have time to sit around complaining, you could be working to improve your situation.
I think there's two schools of thought. There are people that see the good in things. Even when shit is hitting the fan, they see the golden...
The outline,
lining,
the silver lining.
That's called the silver lining. Thank you. And then there's people that just everything's bad. Oh, pessimist. My God, it's bad. Oh, my God, this sucks. Oh, my God, I have to work. Oh, my God, I'm tired. Oh, my God, I hate my job.
Those people I stay away from.
Same, because
that
too
rubs
toxic.
Off on it rubs it off on you.
Me and my wife had it this does. Conversation.
It
right?
happened in my office. Everybody became negative at one point.
Me and my kids had this conversation. Me and my wife had this conversation. How you wake up in the morning,
yeah,
will determine dictate the rest of your day. If you wake
my
up,
my wife told me,
and
that.
The first things out of your mouth are, "Man, I'm tired." Day ruined. Man, if the first thing you do is wake up and. That's it. You've convinced yourself that this is not worth doing. And I think
yes.
how you wake up in the morning and start your day, and once you start changing the little, that's all a cake is. I think we talked about that on one episode. It's a bunch of crumbs put together. Once yes. you change the little things, you're going to start to see changes in the big things. And that's going to give you the fuel that you'll need to be successful at the next level. Because
yes.
not being able to see it is the worst.
I had a teacher tell me once, whether you think you can do it, or whether you think you can't, you're right.
You're right.
You're right. Right.
Yeah.
You're right. So it's yeah. really all about how you look at it and how you internalize it.
Are you a
it.
Mexican or a Mexicant?
Okay, that was funny.
I forget what movie that was for, but are you a Mexican or a Mexicant? That's funny.
And things like that are triggering me. So when I hear somebody say that, you know, yeah, I'm up. Da, 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 da. I'm just giving this all I got. Are you? No. If you are, why are we talking about it?
Yeah, just do it.
Because I was up.
I've had
when I was up, I had nothing to say to nobody about anything. My only goal was to figure out
get how not
to
get up
to exactly. not be f-ed up.
Exactly.
I don't want to talk about this.
Mm-mm. You got no time to talk about it.
I don't got time to talk about it.
You need
I
a plan.
I want to work right now. Yeah. I don't have time to talk about
plan,
it.
I need a plan. I need to execute.
So I, talking I about get it easily triggered when execute. People say that to me. So, yeah.
Agreed.
Okay.
Agreed. Okay. So what do you guys think about folks that are making songs that have lyrics that don't resonate? I'm not talking about negative lyrics. That's a whole other conversation.
That don't resonate.
But that don't resonate with the masses. Like somebody that wants to talk about... you know, one really fine lane that others can't relate to.
Example?
Somebody that really wants to focus on talking about
cat
their music
rap.
Career.
Somebody that want to be a cat rapper. Somebody that want to fake like a gangster. They ain't really out here living a gangster lifestyle.
That,
so they think that getting out here and being sensational and being offensive and being portraying a certain
or
lifestyle.
Even somebody that has like a really, like, there's a lot of artists out here that want to talk about their struggle in the music business. And while there are a million rappers out here, there aren't a lot of fans that can relate to that. Like, I don't think a fan wants to hear you b-ing about how hard it is to be a rapper because they envision rappers as waking up and living a great lifestyle.
But I think, and that's why I was talking about off camera. I want to take this screenwriting course, right?
Yes.
Because I think that story of how difficult it is to be a rapper can be told to where somebody can understand how difficult it is to want to be a man, how difficult it is to want to be a father,
or just
how difficult it is to
succeed in anything.
I'm from the hood.
Like, make a song about
the struggle. I want the Maybach. Seeing somebody in the Maybach that I know makes me want the Maybach so I can be bigger and better than them. There's a story there that people that can relate to.
Right.
But pulling and hating and pocket watching and trying to faking like you are, that's not gonna help you, bro.
No,
because
that's just jealousy.
The consumer sees through that, bro.
Yeah.
Consumer knows when you're lying to them, dog. The fans know when you're full of dog. They know it. Kids know it.
Yeah.
Adults know it. Old people know it. The birds know it, bro. Why you don't know it is beyond me. Why you think you have to get on a record and talk
and
about
lie.
Things that aren't your reality.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what we're talking about. People that things that aren't their reality.
And authenticity matters today. I mean, it's always mattered, but it really matters today.
I just also think what sticks out for an artist is them being themselves.
Agreed.
Making their music. If you could be yourself, now all we got to do is brand you.
What happens when being yourself is a liar? What happens when they're being themselves and they're like, bro, I'm a liar. I lie, bro. I have illusions that I have
then
never in my life.
Then do that.
I went to private
Talk
school.
About what
I was
like
raised by this.
Out.
Or what about, you know what, bro? I really been around that stuff. I've really been exposed to that stuff. So I'm talking as
we'll hear it in the music for sure.
So you either gotta be real or not.
One thing's gonna happen for sure is the people will find out eventually. It's gonna either come out or they're gonna find out eventually. Cause someone's gonna pull your car or something's gonna come out. In your past, that's
everything's on the internet.
Itself.
You can't avoid it.
You can't avoid it now. It. Before,
but that's the music industry 20 years ago, 15 years ago, to where you had to be a villain in order to make a connection,
think,
an origin story. You don't have to be that villain now to have.
That's
an
what I'm saying.
Story.
That's why I think now you can have the ladies guy. You can have the cool guy. You can have the skateboarder. You can have
Tyler the Creator. First time I ever heard
guy.
Tyler the Creator, he was sitting in a Silhouette video and he was eating a cockroach. He was eating a cockroach. On a Silhouette couch, and he's one of the biggest, most influential artists of the last decade.
How about this?
How cool was that? How cool was being yourself?
How about this? Remember, you know, trap rap. You know, they got the Scammers guy too. Like,
yes,
a couple of them.
Yes,
This is a newer genre. Like, you got all
Scam
different
rap.
Type of jammer genres. Excuse me. That's happening, and. Again, if that's your authentic self, it's easier for it to sell. It's easier for it to be branded. So I would just say the cap rap, that doesn't last long. That maybe lasts an album.
Right.
Because you can get a hit record. That's cool. But after that,
but you can't follow it up.
I think that's what all of us want for our clients is longevity in the music business. Correct. I don't want to, I would love a hit. I would love a hit. We've had them.
But
I mean, and if you're not ready for a hit, then you lose the hit and you can never have another hit again.
I never forget for
right?
What's the guy? Is his name Tekka? Tekka something. Something Tekka.
Was it Lil Tekka?
Lil Tekka.
Lil Tekka.
I never forget when he first came out, he was rapping about killing and selling drugs and this stuff, and he said in an interview that none of that stuff was real. He said he's just really just talking shit. And he kept putting out records. But everybody just thought it was hilarious and they kept supporting him and he kept putting out more records.
People share what's sensational.
So I don't know.
If they like it, they're going to keep it to themselves, bro. People gatekeep what they like, bro. People find a good song, they put it on their playlist.
They share it with friends.
And they share it with friends in the car.
Yeah.
They share it with friends at a party. You're going to hear that. You'll be like, man, what is that? I knew you would love this, bro. This is that new Emmett Dupree, Hours After Hours, bro. Download that. Add it to your playlist right now. That's that new Ugly Face. Shoot. You ain't heard that new Fetty? Bananas Foster. Wait till you see the video. DJs stopped doing that altogether. Don't even get me started on that conversation. Because I open my email every single day and I have conversations, long, in-depth conversations with DJs. And I can't remember the last time I got the hardest record from any DJ. And I'm saying this to all of y'all right now. Any DJ watching this video right now, answer in the comments the truth. When was the last time, aside from J. Corey Lamar, when was the last time you sent me the hottest record in your city? Not the one you're getting paid to push. Not the one the coalition got on their stuff and the organization got off here. No, 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 no. The ones that you as a tastemaker say are the hottest record in your market. When was the last time you sent out a clean and dirty record and tagged that artist in there? And before you answer clean, that question, understand, my tag. Brother, that's what it takes to be a record breaker.
Clean, dirty, tag. Instrumental.
When was the last time you did it?
Mix show clean, mix show dirty.
You're a record breaker. I break records. When was the last time you did it? I can tell y'all, we send videos and songs to each other all the time.
All the time.
Listen to this. Look at this playlist. Look at this artist. Look at this. We may even hate what we send, but we share it with each other to keep us all up on game because there's no ego amongst us. But what happens when you're trying to be the biggest DJ in your city and you think only content should be posted on your social profile, nobody else's? That's the problem with the music industry, bro. Mm. And that's why it took the to get some of these old buzzards out of the way. And now is slowly falling off into the sunset. And instead of the cream rising to the top, it's the ones that know how to use social media rising to the top.
Yep.
So you're not being out-fanned. You're not even being out-skilled. You're being out-hustled. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Out-hustled and out-branded.
You should be ashamed of yourself. You're not being out-skilled. You're being out-hustled, bro. Yeah. Somebody that wants it more than you. Not somebody that knows how to do it better than you. No. Not somebody that can do it better than you.
No.
But somebody that wants it more than you
yep.
is getting out there and outworking your funk ass every day. I hope you feel proud of yourself, bro. I really hope you do. I hope you feel proud that an old buzzer like me has to sit up here and look you in the face and tell you, you ain't doing enough. Go do more. Because you need to. Mm. You think you got it done? Go do more. Go check it. Go check it again. You did it again? Go check it again. That's why it's called research. You search again. You found the answer? Then search again. Find the faster way to get to the answer. Find the better answer. Just go find another answer. Rework it. Do it again. And that's what music is. That's why you release 100 records. Warner Brothers has how many artists are signed to Warner? 1,000? 10,000? Since the history of time, they've mastered the process. 10,000 times whatever years they've been in business. Interscope, 20,000 artists, however many years they've been in business, multiply it. That's how many chances they've had to get it right.
Yep.
Oh, you think it just happens overnight? Just Bad Bunny just happened to drop a record, and we think the world's going to listen to it. So let's go to all the radio, international DJs. Let's go. That time just happened. Oh, my bad, bro. My bad. I didn't know. I didn't know that. You know, you had to walk away from a career making lucrative money to go live in a car to go pursue this stuff because you know, it was anybody could do it.
And
why not?
Before we go, I worked at Warner Records 9 months, and I maybe was on 1,000 meetings.
Wow.
Maybe.
Wow.
And that's not difficult. You want to know why? That's three
meetings.
A day. That's 3 a day.
Oh, yeah, it is.
That's 3 a day. How do you get anything done?
That was
my problem with Clubhouse.
Yeah.
All you are on Clubhouse giving people advice to do. Who's doing the work? If everybody's on Clubhouse talking about the work that has to get done, who's doing the work?
Nobody.
Idiots.
Nobody.
Chico. Idiots, bro.